Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you, the people, about books we would like to recommend.
And we have a repeat guest today. Sam Barker is going to be talking about a book that has already been reviewed once, and we are going to get his take on it. It is The Power. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about it and why you picked it.
I picked it. A friend of mine actually recommended it to me. I was looking for some, you know, a good book to read this summer. And it's an interesting book. It's a kind of a role reversal of a kind of current day world as it goes into, you know, I guess our current day world, but with kind of a gender shift. So it starts out with teenage women get the ability to basically electrocute people. Like, they can discharge electricity, similar to like an eel or something of that nature. And they're able to activate this through other people, through older women. They're able to give it to them, so it spreads. And it kind of shows the way society changes once women have the power to, you know, fight back, once they have the power.
Well, since Jamie already reviewed it, we're not going to go too much into the background. And you said you picked this book because someone recommended it to you. What kind of person would you recommend it to?
I would recommend it, you know, especially someone who is into historical fiction, something like that. Because while it's not necessarily something that's happened historically, it's very, it runs parallel, but in, you know, like a what if, you know. Mm-hmm. It's basically laying out history. And if you read the book, it does kind of recycle history through it. Things go back, and you'll have to read it to see, but it's pretty early on. It lays out that history starts kind of repeating itself in a different manner.
Okay, and we're gonna bring this up because we had talked about it off the mic. So you liked this book.
I did, I enjoyed it greatly. Yeah,
but some people did not like this book. What were some of the general negative remarks about this book that you remember?
A lot of the negative remarks were kind of the funniest remarks, because it was just like, oh god, I can't. Oh, it's terrible, you know, that people did these things to, you know, all these men, these women were doing these terrible things to this men. And oh my gosh, and there's a reoccurring theme in the book that was kind of, you know, the punchline for these reviews was, we already know what happens when they run things. So even though some of the leaders and stuff that emerged were flawed and, you know, started acting like people in position, power positions do now, it was always a pretty easy rallying cry to say, well, we know what's going to happen if we go back to how it was. And then there were people who just like were appalled, like, oh my God, I can't believe. Because, you know, it's the whole, you know, time to kill thing, you know, the final, you know, now imagine this, you know. And it's like, oh God, seeing it from a perspective I can appreciate, it's frightening, you know. So so that was a big deal with the book. And yeah, it apparently disturbed some people, but I thought it was cool. I liked it.
But you think it's an A+ beach read.
I did. I didn't necessarily know beach read, but yeah, you know.
Okay. So is there anything else you wanted to mention about the book that really stood out to you before we get to the game show portion?
I mean, I have some nitpicky things, but without running the plot, it's really hard to be like, well, this happened and I don't think that this was.
Can you generally call out some of the issues you may have had with the author or the plot?
You know, we talked about history repeating itself, and I think when it went to the repeat part, that it went a little too far back in history, that I don't, you know, feel like that would have been necessarily as relevant. But again, it's, you know, nitpicking and complaining. So.
Since that is all you want to reveal of the plot, and we've already talked about it a little, we're going to go into our game show portion. We're going to add some female empowerment music here. And now we're going to go and cast the main characters.
All right, main character. This was actually fun. I spent all of the last like 45 seconds doing this before I came into the podcast.
Studying is
important. I already had some ideas pop in my head. So it worked out. For Eve, I went with Dakota Fanning. She's about the perfect age. Then for Roxy, I went with Zazie Beetz, who some may recognize as Domino from Deadpool movies. But she's supposed to be like a, you know, her mob father. And she's supposed to be, you know, stout and someone who's the strongest and can beat people physically as well as electrically. Then for Tunde, who is the male character in the book, which is cool because he's the journalist who rolls along with everybody and meets different characters through different times. So he's a good narrator as he goes, and you kind of see his viewpoints flip-flop, or he goes from being pretty hopeful early on to, you know, eventually just like, okay, maybe this isn't the best thing. Things aren't going to get any better. But I went with Daniel Kaluuya, which is from Get Out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I thought he would be good. And then just for kicks, I went with Bernie Monk, who is Roxy's father. I went with Simon Pegg. I thought he would kind of fit like the older gangster guy with kind of like a good sense of humor, because as you read the book, you'll see he kind of does terrible things to everybody and always seems to like get his way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, for Margot, who's the stately, you know, 40s to 50-year-old politician, I went with Diane Lane.
Yep.
We were wondering if your mainstay was going
to to squeeze that in somewhere. And then to double down, her daughter's also a main character. So I went with Diane's daughter, who is also an actress, Eleanor Lambert.
Wow.
And then there's other assorted characters, but I didn't go that far.
Okay. Well, that sounds a good place to start, though. Now we're going to move on to our rapid-fire questions. Leslie, start us off.
So superpowers are always kind of an interesting topic. If the women were not able to basically electrocute people, what kind of power do you think they should have had?
Telepathy would be good. That's always a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of bend people's will.
Okay. So like an assertive telepathy, not just like a reading mind.
Yeah, which if you it's interesting if that's kind of a subscript for one of the characters, so you know.
Mm-hmm. Did anything about this book really surprise you?
Like I said, the depths of historical regression were shocking to me, because I didn't really think they would believe it would get that bad. But
when you talk about how far back it goes, like what?
I'm talking about, well, you know, like I say, without, I guess it's kind of pretty early on.
It's not a spoiler.
I guess between all the chapters, there'll be artifacts from the time. So it comes out pretty early that the book, I mean, within the first chapter or two, that things have kind of, in the future, things have restarted. Like there mm-hmm. was a point where the, you know, I guess the gender war like went to the point where there was all sorts of fighting. And it kind of alluded to the fact that we blew ourselves back to the Stone Age. And
okay.
It's like, you know, so people really still have. Yeah. So, but it's taking out to me. It bothered me. It's like, you know, people are still going to have knowledge of how things work.
Mm-hmm.
It's unrealistic to believe that anyone has any knowledge on how anything works will die. And all that's left are just the basest people who are just like, well, I reckon we'll just go out and... So that really bugged me.
Round shapes work better than square shapes.
Right, where it's like they're doing crude drawings into rocks. I'm like, yeah dude, we're still,
mm-hmm.
we've evolved past that point as a species, not necessarily, you know.
Mm-hmm. So she really put the pedal to the metal with the paralleling society's growth.
Yeah.
She, instead of just saying we started over and continued on, she was like, we blew everything clean and we started completely over.
But it's also alluded to that English somehow remained a spoken language, but we still only had the ability to draw with rocks and caves.
Okay.
So it was kind of like, okay, right on.
Yeah.
So was there a character that you think should have died?
Yeah. I mean, it would have been good. You know, there are characters that could have died that would have been helpful.
Who would be at the top of your hit list?
The character by the end of it I disliked just because it kind of went parallel with our current political world was Margot. She was... By the end of it, she was a pretty wretched person.
Mm-hmm.
And then Eve, too. I mean, they covered all your bases, politics, religion. It was one of my favorite things, you know, to flip that around, is that all of my favorite stories are when the person who's the crook ends up having the strongest moral compass out of everybody, because they kind of see the world for what it is and people for who they are. And that's a big point, I think, of this book, is just to see what people are and how they behave. And so Roxy and her dad were always great, because no matter what, they were the first ones to see, like, you know, like, this isn't right, this isn't working. But they're also the first ones to be like, look, man, you're in my way, or you did something wrong, you got to go. So I always enjoyed that, you know, the whole, you know, there's an A and a B, and if you're doing something to betray me, well, then that's it, it's over. And so I enjoyed that, rather than playing people against each other, manipulating people.
Okay, so that is the end of our rapid-fire questioning round. Can you go ahead and roll the die for us and then read the random sentence that comes up?
The men lock Roxy in the cupboard when they do it.
Totally creepy.
Okay.
Which kind of sets the mood for the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us and going over the power again from a different perspective.
You're welcome.
And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.